Blog Talk Radio.
I do honor God. I give honor to God for being here. Thanking and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Thanking and praising God for another day. Day was not promised to me, but because of his grace and his mercy, he saw fit that I see another day. And I just thank and I praise God for that. Thanking and I praise God for the podcast stations. Thanking and praising God for each and everyone that listen at the sound of my voice. My helpers, Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Doc, I just thank God for all things. Ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. Brother Tim, are you there? Will you open us up in prayer?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Sister Miriam?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm cutting grass. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just say thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment. I thank you for this hour. I ask that you continue to bless this show, bless the speaker. We ask that our people's hearts will be open. They will receive your word, and their lives will be changed. People will be saved. And we ask that, Lord, that your name be lifted and be magnified. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Bless our speaker, Lord. Keep her and strengthen her in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Sister Mary.
Amen. Amen. We do thank Brother Tim for that beautiful prayer. Thank and praise God for that. It's always good to start off anything we do with a word of prayer. And I just thank God for that. And I heard the songwriter say, I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. And you know I can attest to that. I understand that. I've been running for Jesus a long time. And you know we can't afford to get tired. God never gets tired of us, so we can't get tired of working for him. So we're going to talk today a little bit on make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That is 100 Psalms. Again, that's 100 Psalms, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God, praise God. So verse number one began with, and we're just going to do a little talking today. Bring out some stuff in making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. And you know, and I was looking at that, and he said, all ye lands. He put an S on the word lands. In other words, no country, no city, no state, no town is everybody's included in that. So there's no one that can say, well, he wasn't talking to me. Yes, he was talking to absolutely everyone and everything. Nation, every city, every continent, he was talking to each and every one of us. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. And when you think about making a joyful noise, glory be to God. When you make a joyful noise to the Lord, you're praising God. And this we should do continuously every day, whenever God pop on our mind, we should be throughout the day. We should praise him. We should worship him. We should thank him. Glory be to God. And we should worship and praise God and God alone. We shouldn't worship and praise anything else, no matter what it is, who it is. We should only praise God and God alone. And when you think about praising God, we praise God in song. We praise God in instruments. We praise God in him. We praise God in our voice when we holler hallelujah. We praise God all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we say thank you, Jesus, because it has become a habit with us to thank him. That's a blessing that let us know that Jesus is always on your mind. And when we get to the point that we can't praise God, then we need to recheck ourselves. Because it said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Not just one land. He's talking about all over the world. Not just when you're in church. A lot of time, oftentimes, we only praise God when we're in church. See, God don't want us to just praise him in church. We got to praise him out of church. We got to praise him wherever we go. You know, when we sometimes out in the street and we get in a little pickle and don't know our way out of it, praise God so he can bring us out of that. So that's the thing. We can't be ashamed of praising God. And that's a lot of our problems. We are ashamed to praise God. So my question would be, why would you be ashamed to praise the one who created you? Why would you be ashamed to praise the one that acknowledges you every day because he blessed you to open your eyes in the morning. He give you life, health, and strength. Why can't we praise him? Why do we think it's such a problem to praise the Almighty God? Now, when we look back at some of the things that God has brought us through, that's enough to praise him right there. Can't nobody say that God has never did anything for them, because that wouldn't be true. God have did something for you. I don't care how old or how young you are. Even young children don't even realize sometimes that God has protected them, has put his arm around them, and everything. Glory be to God. So we should always make a joyful noise unto the Lord. No matter what we're going through, we should praise, we should worship him, no matter how hard it might seem to us. Now, Psalms 89:1 said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known the faithfulness to all generations. Do we not know that God is faithful to us? Sometimes I don't think people get that. God is so faithful to us. He protects us day and night. When we truly need something and God give it to us and we wonder, how did this happen? Where do we get this from? God is faithful to us. When we praise him, he is happy. He called us his bride. Glory be to God. He called us his bride. The ones that want to be with him one day, that live faithfully, that live in faith, that trust him, that acknowledge him every day of their life, that live in a way that is pleasing to him. God called us his friends. Jesus called us friends. Glory, hallelujah. He called us friends. So he's always faithful to us. Jesus said in one verse in the Bible, he said that a man that lay down his life for his friend, no greater friend than that is a man that lay down his life for his friend. Because people can walk with you day in and day out, but they're not going to lay their life down for you. If you get in trouble, they're going to try to get away and make sure they're not caught up in it. But Jesus loved us so much that he's always with us, he's always faithful to us, and he always loves us. There is not a time that Jesus stopped loving us, no matter who we are, no matter what we do, no matter how ugly we are, no matter how nasty we are, he never stopped loving us, because as long as the blood is running warm in your veins, you have a chance to be saved. You have a chance to be with God. So God don't ever, ever give up on us. So this is why we should make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because he never gives up on us. So why would we give up on him? Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. And I know a lot of us, even during the day or in the evening, sometimes we're walking around by ourselves and we just break out into song, praising God. God is pleased with that. He's satisfied with that. And we should be happy always to serve God. I don't care what we're going through. We should serve God with gladness, because while we're going through stuff, we have to look at it like this. God can do anything he wants to do, and if he chooses to take you off the face of the earth, he can do it. So while we're going through things, let us praise him anyhow. Don't let us give up on him, but let us praise him and praise him continuously. Don't be like some people complain about well, God did this to me. He didn't allow me to do that. Or he took my mother, my father away, or he did this and he did that. You know, we have to serve God with gladness and accept whatsoever that God do. Because one thing I know for sure, whatever God do is the best thing for us. It's the right thing for him. So we got to take it as it comes. Let us, whatever God do, let us take it with thanksgiving. Let us praise him. I don't care what we're going through. Let us open our mouth and praise God regardless. And I tell you what, the more you praise him, the more you see yourself coming out of your situation. Because you praise God and he's pleased with you and he bring you out of your situation. So we got to learn to love God in spite of. We got to learn to just be thankful. And it says serving with thanksgiving. Oftentimes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't even have to be a reason. You open your mouth and tell God thank you. Because whether that reason is not in your mind right then, telling God thank you is for the many, many things he has done, he is doing, and he is going to do for us. So we should thank him in advance. Just thank him and be happy for him, knowing that it was God that created us. There is nothing we can do of ourselves. We got to acknowledge God as our creator. And I noticed yesterday Brother D was asking somebody to give their favorite verses, and I started laughing to myself. I said, Lord, I got so many favorite verses, because you should love everything about the Bible. And as you read that Bible, certain verses just hit you in the heart. So, and I thank God for that. Now, just we have to remember Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You look at that. In the beginning, God was out there all by himself, him and Jesus. They was out there by themselves. Glory be to God. And God created the heaven and the earth because the earth was a planet that was not formed. It was darkness on the face of the deep. And there was nothing but water on the earth. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So, you know, oftentimes we seem to think that we brought ourselves here. Oftentimes we seem to think if we don't help ourselves, nobody's going to help us. We cannot think that way or put ourselves in that type of predicament, because everything that happens to us is good. God did it. When you was born, it was God. God chose your parents. God planted the seed in your mother, and you was born. None of that would have happened if it was not God. God got control over everything. I see sometimes you hear people say that even God can't do nothing about this. God can do something about everything. I heard someone say once, that God had no control over the coronavirus. And my take on it was, it would not have been a coronavirus if God hadn't let it happen. God got control over everything on this earth, under this earth, in heaven. God got complete control over everything because he created everything. There is no greater power than the living God. There is no greater anything out there than the living God. He is ever present. He's always with us. So why would we think the one that created heaven and earth Why we think things can happen on this earth that God got no control over? God has control over absolutely everything. And mind you, if he chooses to fix it, he don't have to wait 3 or 4 years and not even 2 or 3 months. He can do it right there. But God has his plans and he has his reason for doing what he do. We may not understand it, but God knows. And it's for us to accept him and praise him no matter what he do. No matter how hard it might get in our lives, we should praise him no matter what. And you will find the more that you praise God, the happier you will be. The more that you praise God, the easier it will be for you. But now, not all the time, because you always got Satan right there to try to throttle God's plan, to try to cause you to hate God, cause you to complain about God. So no matter what happened in your life, don't complain about God. Because, see, I say that because we're trying to make it in. We don't have room to complain about God. How can we complain about the Almighty God when he has the power to just take us off the face of this earth? You know, oftentimes people run and hide from death, and I'm like, don't you know? I don't care where you hide. I don't care what rock you crawl under. I don't care what hole you dig. You can't hide from the living God because he's all seeing. He's all knowing. So how can we hide from him? There is no hiding from God, and we need to understand that. I don't care if we go to the far corner of the world, of the earth. We still can't hide from him because he knows all and he sees all. And he knows your thoughts even before you know it. So therefore, there is no hiding from God. Now, Exodus 15:20-21 says, and Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider has he thrown into the sea. So God triumphs over everything. And we should see that. When things happen in our life and we come out of it, it's not us. It's God. So I don't care how rough it was, how hard it was, or how much you cried over it. When you get through crying, praise God. That's what we need to do. We need to praise God. I don't care how hard things are, how rough it gets. Thank God for the hardship. Thank God for bringing you through it, because it was God that brought you through. We can do nothing of ourselves. We can do nothing without God. You can call on the lawyer. You can call on the doctor. You can call on anybody you want to. But we can't do nothing. And nothing is going to happen in our favor without God's approval. So this is what we need to start understanding. Without God, we are nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Thank you.
And we need to understand that. Because the only thing that's left for you, if you don't have no faith, if you don't love God, if you don't worship him, if you don't praise him, then hell will be your home. And I know no man want to die and go to hell. No man. And it's simple to go to heaven. Just stop your wicked ways. Just praise God. Mm-hmm. Get on your knees and say, Lord, where you lead me, I'll follow. Glory. Read your Bible. Pray to God. Glory, hallelujah. Talk to God. Tell God what's on your heart. What you need to know, ask God. He'll tell you. He'll show it to you. Or he'll send someone to tell you. So we have to be very careful. Sometimes we say things and do things without thinking. But we need to learn to have so much fear of God. We can't afford to do anything without thinking. Because whatsoever we think, God already knows. And it got to be to the glory of God. It got to be to the praises of God. Whatsoever we do,
amen.
Even though we might think it's in secret, God mm-hmm. already mm-hmm. sees it. He already knows.
Open.
So there's nowhere we can hide. So why don't we just make a joyful noise unto the Lord and let him lead and guide us through this time that we're on this earth. Let us praise him and worship him. Don't you know your praise? Don't you know God is standing right there enjoying your praise? He's enjoying the praise because that's what he made us for. That's what we forget. He made us to worship and praise him. He made us to love him, to honor him. Look at the things that he give us, the beauty of things. Even when we fall on hard times, God still will pull us out of it and set us back on solid ground. So why can't we praise God? Why can't we worship him? We can't be hard-hearted because we don't serve a hard-hearted God. He's a merciful God. He's a truthful God. He's a faithful God. And he's a loving God. He loves us so much that we need to try to show some of that love back to him. We should pray and ask God to teach. You know, sometimes we don't know how to love. Ask God to teach us how to love. Now, that might sound like a strange thing to say, but you have people that do not know how to love. But God is love, and he will teach us how to love one another. Because in this time, in this day, in this era, we don't love one another. Look how people going around killing their brothers, their sisters, even babies, even children. Because the love of man has waxed cold. There is no love in their heart. They have turned away from God, and God has given them over to a reprobate mind, and they think when they're killing people, they are doing the will of God. You are not doing the will of God when you kill your brother and sister. You're not doing the will of God when you walk around hating. Glory, hallelujah. You're not doing the will of God because our Bible tells us that God is love. We know that. God is love. And he wants us to love like he loves us. But we choose to go the opposite way and destroy each other. Now, 1 Corinthians 10 and 31 says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now, I'm going to read that again. I want you to hear what they're saying. Whatsoever ye eat, if you eat, bless that food. Eat to the glory of God. If you drink, drink your water, your juice to the glory of God. Bless it to the glory of God. Or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. You know, even when you're walking down the street, glory, hallelujah, walk to the glory of God. Talk to God. Thank him for letting you be able to walk. There are many people that can't walk, but God gives you the activity of your limb. He enabled you to walk. He enabled you to talk. So we got to serve God, praise God, worship God like he do us. See, God loved us so much that he shows mercy and he shows kindness,
come on,
loving kindness to us continuously. But we don't show it to him. We don't show God the loving kindness that he shows us because we have gotten so hard-hearted. We have turned our back on the living God. We have turned our back on the creator, and we have started serving the creature, which is the devil. So come out from among them. That's what the Bible tells us. Come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord. God tell you to be separated. In other words, come out from all that junk and mess and filth and all that stuff, that wrongdoing. Come out from among them and be separated. Allow God to clean you up and fix you up so that you can be saved. Now, joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And that's Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There is no law against that because, see, that's the Spirit of God. You think about it. God is love. God is joy, and that's why we should have joy in worshiping and praising him. God is peace. And do you know, when you begin to praise and worship God, even when you sit down and meditate on God, you notice how peaceful you get? We don't have that peace in the world. You find that peace with God, long-suffering. And, you know, I look at long-suffering. God is very, 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 very long-suffering with us. Very long-suffering with us. Because look at the things that we do, and he still loves us. Look at some of the words that come out of our mouth, and he still loves us. Look how we treat our friends and our enemies, and he still loves us. But our Bible tells us to do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. So now you show love to others, and you expect the others to show love to you. But if they don't, you don't hate them, you don't dislike them, you pray for them. You pray for them. Because Satan has a hold on so many people now, they don't know right from wrong. And the only way you're going to know right from wrong is to get in this Bible and read it and pray. Don't depend on yourself to know something that you don't know anything about. Depend on God to help you through. Because God will send you to someone that will take you by your hand and lead you, help you, love you, show you everything that God wants you to understand. Okay. Verse number 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Glory be to God. We should bless God's holy name every day. It said enter into his gate with thanksgiving. You know what? When we go into the church, we should go in shouting and praising God and thanking God like they did in olden days. Your grandparents will go to church, and my God, they walk in that church, and they get to stomping, and they get to shouting, and they get to praising God. And I tell you, the whole church just come apart, praising God. But we can't do that now because we have gotten so sophisticated that we can't praise God. Do you think that God cares a thing about sophistication? No, he don't. He wants you to praise him. If Brother John or Sister Jenny looking at you, who cares? Tell them to join you. If they don't want to join you, they can go on about their business. But we must praise God because I know that the most of us are looking to be with him one day. I know I am. I tell God all the time, Lord, I'm going to be with you, and I can't wait to see your face and teeth. Yes, I'm going to be with God one day, and we have that in our mind that we're going to be with God one day. Then we're going to walk upright. We're going to do the things that God has us to do. We're going to have the fear of God in our heart. Because our Bible tells us the beginning of wisdom, this is in Proverbs, is the fear of God. And that is because when you have fear of God, you won't do some of the things that you do. So the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. So we need to do like David did. David walked the street, now this king walking the street, shouting, praising, and singing, and playing music to God, praising God. Not ashamed, he didn't care who saw him. And that's the way we should be. His wife got embarrassed of him, but he didn't stop. He did not stop because his heart and his mind was set on God. How many of us, our heart and our mind is focused on the Master? I don't care what we go through. I don't care what we're doing. We should have our hearts and our mind focused on God. We should thank him day by day for what he's done, what he's doing for us. Glory be. We wouldn't make it without him. We would have nothing without God. The psalmist says, without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be rugged like a ship that lost its sail. Without God, we would be in trouble. We would be walking around like the walking dead without God. Glory be to God. So we don't want to get to the point that we living without God, because that's not even a possibility in my mind. Because while we living without God and enjoying this earth, don't die. Because if you die, hell is your home. While the blood is running warm in your veins, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, let us serve him with thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Let us let God know that we love him. We should let God know every day. We should tell him, Father God, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Because he first loved us. He loved us so much. Rather than destroy us, he sent his son to die so that we could live. Because the animal blood was not doing it. We needed that pure heavenly blood, that blood that knew no sin, that blood that loved us so much. Father, I go and I die for them. I bring them back to you. When we need to sometimes take time to think of what Jesus did for us. Think what God does for us. Think about it. God let his son come and die for us. But we don't pay that any mind because we're so into self. We're so into self until we don't care. We're just looking at the fact that we're living and breathing. Yes, we're living and breathing on this side. But what about when you die? Where will you spend eternity? That's the thing we should look at. While we're enjoying this earth, while we're enjoying all the things on this earth, yes, God gave us a beautiful earth, but he didn't give it to us for us to ignore him. He didn't give it to us for us to look down on him. He didn't give it to us for us not to even acknowledge him. He gave us this earth because he loved us. And this is just our little stopping place until he comes back to you. God is so, he's love. He's love, love, love continuously. The fifth verse, 100 Psalms, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. So he said, first he said, he is our God, basically. He is our God. He made us. We did not make ourselves. Though some people seem to think they made themselves, we did not make ourselves. Even if our accomplishment, no matter how great it is, we didn't make that accomplishment ourselves. It was God who allowed us to accomplish. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. We're God's people. So why would we sell our souls to the devil? We have no cause to. If you're wondering where will I spend eternity, serve God and you won't have to wonder. You already know. And that way you won't have to worry about where you'll spend eternity. You'll know where you're going to spend eternity. And the thing about it, and the good thing about it, the only thing we have to do is worship and praise God. That's all we have to do is worship and love on him and praise him. God is good. His mercy endures forever. His truth is eternal. Everything that God say to us is the truth. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different, because everything that God say is true, and it is coming to pass. Because he said, my word will not come back to me void. So everything that he's telling us in this word is true, and it is eternal. Now, he said, Revelation 1 and 8, he said, I am Alpha, in other words, I'm the beginning, and I am Omega, the beginning and the end. So now, look at God letting you know he was here before we ever was thought of. Well, I'm not going to say as we was thought of, because he already knew we was coming. But he was here from the very beginning before he even put Adam and Eve on this earth. God was here. And when he destroyed this earth, he's still going to be here. Nothing can destroy God. Nothing and nobody. I don't care what people try. There is no destroying God. You would destroy yourself, but you cannot destroy God. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, he is right now, which was, he was before the world was created, and which is to come. He's coming back, the Almighty. Jesus said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back for my church without a spot or a wrinkle. He's coming back for the ones who have served him and worshiped him in spirit and in truth. See, we worship God, but God knows if it's coming from our heart. If it's not coming from our heart, we can shut our mouth. But he's coming back for the ones that worship him in spirit and in truth. See, we got to recognize, we got to realize God is a spirit. So it is our spirit, our inner man, that worship and praise God. This outer man is nothing but a body that God prepared for us while we're on this earth. So let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let us love him with everything that is in us. Let us repent daily for the things that we do wrong, whether we know it or not. Because our ways is not God's ways, and our thoughts is not God's thoughts. So we have to repent of the things, even the sin that we don't even know or realize that we have sinned. But there is nothing wrong with saying, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Yes, because when you look back over your life, God has forgiven us of so many sins. And the good thing about it, he said, I'll take your sin once we repent of them, and I'll throw them into the sea of forgiveness, forgetfulness, never to remember again. Now, that's how much God loves us. He wants us to be saved. He wants us to be with him to the point that he'll take our sins and throw them in the sea of forgetfulness so that we can be with him. He's given us chance, opportunity. He's showing us his love for us. He wants us to realize he is, he was, and he is to come. We serving the same God that walked with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're the same God that gave Jesus his disciples, Peter, Paul, John, James, Matthew, all of them. We serve the same God that made this earth. We serve the same God that will end this earth as we know it. So we need to get a little fear of God in us so that the things that we would do that is against the will of God, we refuse to do it. We'll turn away from it because that's how we will stay saved. God will let us know when something is not right or when we shouldn't do things or we should get away from some, from our situation. We should get away from certain people. God will let us know. But we choose to ignore that. We cannot afford to ignore anything that God shows us because he loves us. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be loving. He wants us to be with him. So everything that God does for us is good. No matter what it is, it's still good. So I thank and I praise God for this day. I thank God for each and every one that's listening. Truly, it's been a blessing to be with you all today. We're going to take this just a minute. We're going to ask Brother Debo if he will give us a closing prayer.
Amen. Had to find the mute button. We truly have enjoyed the word today. I can't say for someone.
Okay.
Can't speak for someone else.
Okay. Just thank God for all things.
Enjoy the word.
So at this time, we're going to say a closing prayer.
Amen.
And we're going to turn this service into the hands of Brother Dahl. And before I pray, I just want to remind you to be with us again.
Can you hear me now?
On next Wednesday, same time. same channel. Uh-huh. And I do see we do have a hand up. Sister Emily, you're open. Sister Emily, you're open.
Me? Okay. I just now got unmuted. How are y'all doing?
Sister Emily, can you hear me?
Okay, I do see Sister Emily's hands up. So I'm trying to give her a minute if she wants to come in and tell us what's on her mind today.
Can y'all hear me now?
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I hear you.
All right. Well, I just kind of wanted to come in and talk tonight because something I heard last night literally has been stuck on my mind since then. I'm still a little sick, so just bear with my voice.
Okay. For some reason, Sister Emily, I can't hear you. I'm trying to see what's going on.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear. I hear. You can't hear me. Yep, I can
not
hear
today,
clear. Amen, Sister Emily. Amen. I can hear you.
Can you hear me now, Sister?
They can't hear me. I can hear you, but they can't hear me. I hear you clear today.
Sister Mary, you can't hear Sister Mary.
I can hear. I can hear. Can you hear me, dog?
Yeah, I hear y'all.
Everybody can hear but Sister Mary. I don't know what's wrong with Sister Mary, folks. Everybody can hear but Sister Mary. Tell Sister Mary to turn her volume up on her phone.
Because I sure can hear.
Sister Mary, turn your volume up on your phone, Sister Mary.
I just texted her.
Okay. Okay, Brother Dawg.
Yes.
Sister Emily,
yes,
can you hear me? Oh, okay. Sister Emily still. Okay. I'm sorry, Sister Emily. I think I accidentally hit the mute button. Not the mute button, but the volume button. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm still here.
Okay. So you can go ahead.
We can hear you.
All right. So basically, our bodies weren't meant to carry stress, but what is the first thing that we tend to do? Stress out over bills, over work, friendships, relationships, kids, family, literally any and everything. That stress that we allow to feel shouldn't exist. Don't you know God is an on-time God? And I don't mean your time. When
That's
I say
right.
on-time, I mean God's time. And don't you know that he will come through last minute when you thought it was over and bless you with exactly what you needed and sometimes even more. Stress literally kills. Stress causes anger, and we know where anger leads. Stress will rob you of your joy. Don't allow it to. Rather, cast your stress.
That's
your
right.
Stress. It's literally all that he wants from us. Let go and let God solve it because he will not forsake you.
Amen.
I had to mess that up earlier. I didn't want to mess that up. I had to remember it.
That's okay. That's a true statement that you just gave my Sister Emily. That's true. God is an on-time God. But let me tell you something. He's also an instant God. There are times you ask God for something and immediately you'll receive it. So God knows what we need, when we need, and how we need it. So we should be rejoiced and be happy whenever he fixes things for us, whatever he give us. We should rejoice in it, no matter how long it takes or how short a time we get it.
Amen.
That's so true. That is so true, and that's a blessing, and that's true. Sometimes we let things happen in our life kind of get us away from God, and we can't do that.
Amen.
All right. Amen. So we have to be careful about that, Sister Emily. When you see you getting pulled away from God, you got to fight back then. No, no, I'm not going to do this.
Exactly. That's what it takes.
That's right. We got to be strong.
It can be done, though.
We got to be determined. Yeah, it definitely can be done. Definitely. Some people say, well, I can't do this. Oh, yes, you can. You can't do it because you've made up in your mind that you can't do it. But
exactly.
With God, all things are possible. There's nothing you can't do. Uh-huh. That's so true. There's nothing you can't do if you put your mind in and trust God and pray to God. Sometimes we just have to tell him, well, Lord, so-and-so is going on, and I want to get past this, Lord. Show me how to do it. Help me through this. He'll do it when he sees the sincerity of your heart.
Exactly. He can and he will.
That's right. That is so true, Sister Emily. So you just continue to be encouraged. Just continue to be encouraged because God loves you. He does not give up on you. It is us who give up on him. He never gives up on us. He's a patient God. He's patient with us. He's long-suffering with us and our stupidity sometimes. And I'm speaking in general, not necessarily, not about you, Sister Emory. I don't want you to think I'm talking about you. I'm speaking in general. That's any of us. We can just do silly things. And God is patient with us because he loves us. He loves us just that much that in all our silliness, he's still right there and he's ready to catch us when we fall.
Amen.
Oh. Amen. And thank you each week. I thank God for you, Emily, because I can tell you get something out the message each and every week. And I thank God for that.
So glad I called both nights because I need it. I need it every night. Oh, goodness. This really is my church.
Well, praise God for that. Praise God for that. And I pray that we do something for you so that you will be saved. You
just
hang in there. You're going to be just fine.
I just hope that I can help some of the others, you know. I know it's very hard for people to come on this show and talk, but at least call in and listen. Like, it'll do a lot of good, especially if you don't really have that many friends or people to talk to. Just call in.
And that's true. You are so right about that, Sis Emily. And if you desperately need to talk, open your mouth, talk. You know, for one thing, God already know what you need before you even call in. Don't be ashamed because, listen, all of us have made mistakes. All of us. So we can't be ashamed because we're seeking salvation. Okay, we have number phone number 6805. You open.
He was found guilty. He was sentenced to 30 years in prison. So he is already.
6805,
you cut out.
Disregard. They wasn't paying attention. Disregard, Sister Mary. Keep going. Nope.
Okay. Okay, then. I just thank God for each and every one that came out today to listen. And I pray that you got something out of it. I pray that you got something out of the message on today. And again, I'm asking you to be with us again next Wednesday, same time, same channel. Next Tuesday for the Gospel Hour with Brother D, same time, same channel. And I just thank God for that. And I think Brother Eric, it's the morning show, God's plan. So, you know, we got a lot of avenues open for you to get the word of God.
Yes.
A lot of avenues. Now, who am I hearing talking now?
Amen. Can you hear me, too?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you now, babe. Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask I'm going to ask Brother Debo to give us a closing prayer.
Amen. First, giving out to God, who is truly the head of my life. We have truly enjoyed ourselves again today. I enjoyed the morning service this morning, and God is just refreshing my strength in the Lord again with this evening lessons. I want to ask, before we pray, I want to ask each and everyone on here, when you find time, can you go to YouTube and type in Otis Clay? It's called Help Someone Along the Way. And just listen to the song.
Oh, yeah.
Let it meditate with you. Yes, if I could just reach out and help somebody. If I could just help someone along the way. Amen. So at this time, we're going to ask you about your heads. I must say this before I go. Sister Emily had called me today. I was so glad to hear from her. I threatened to whoop her. I had heard from her. I was so glad to hear from her, what she had to say. But just let me know what she had received last night. You know, God can use anybody and anything. Now, I say that because we have God's plan 5 days a week. Brother Dog, through God, Brother Dog has enabled us to be able to give the word 2.5 times a week. That's 7.5 times that you can receive God's word. Someone ought to pay attention and listen. The Bible says, if you have ears to hear, let him hear. If you just bow your head, give God your heart, pray along with us, give me ear, pray along with us as we pray. Father God, here comes your child once more again. Stopping by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you. Father, we want to just say thank you for the word today. Thank you for allowing us to be able to congregate together. For you said in your word, what 2 or 3 would assemble in your name. You said you would be in the midst. Lord, we just want to tell you, thank you for how you continue to bless each and every day.
Thank you.
How you continue to bless our service on Tuesday. How you continue to bless our service on Wednesday. How you continue to bless God's plan during the week. For you said in your word, before this world would end, your word would be preached throughout all the nations. And we just want to tell you thank you for allowing us to have an opportunity dish out your word to some listening ear. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you, Father, because you first loved us. We thank you, Lord, for how you allowed your son to come home, bled, and die, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Then you said that we should have life and have it more abundantly. Then, Father, you told us that you said, my Father's house could say our many mansions. You said it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. Then you turned around, Father, you left it on record to tell me how I can receive my key to my mansion. But you said, if I just simply believe in my heart and confess it with that mouth, that God has raised him from the dead. You said, thou shalt be saved. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to know that you have raised him from the dead. We thank you for giving us the strength to be able to call on the name of the Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you. We just thank you.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you, and we love you. We love you. We love you. We truly love you,
Lord.
And put no other God before you, Lord. Whether you just continue to bless Brother Dog. We thank you for allowing us to see another year. We want to tell you thank you for allowing our brother, Lord, to see another year. And then you allow him to see it with a good portion of health and strength, Lord. Knowing, Father, it was you and you only. Lord, whether you continue to bless these service, Lord. Continue to bless these service. Continue to give us a mind and say yes to your word right now. For you said in your word, if I be lifted up, you would draw all men unto me. So we have to see that you continue to bless, continue to give someone a mind that want to hit the wooden button and say yes to your word right now. Continue to give them a mind that want to hit the wooden button and say, I know the man. Continue to give them a mind to want to hit the wooden button and say, Lord, I don't know you, but I want to get to know you in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your word just rest through and abide upon our heart right now in the name of Jesus. Father, these blessings among many. We ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen.
Amen. We thank Brother D for that powerful prayer. Much needed prayer. We need prayer day and night. We need prayer continuously. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
So I think, once again, I thank everybody who came out to be with us today. And we always, always remember Brother Dog. He's such a tender hearted man, such a loving man.
Yes,
he wants to get the word of God out. Glory be to God. And not only do he want to get it out, he listens to the word of God. Glory be to God.
Yes,
that's a blessing
yes,
all
thank
by
you,
itself. And
yes,
we just thank God
yes,
for that. Glory be to God.
Thank
we got
you.
Some people don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Glory,
yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank God. So at this time, we're going to turn the service into the hands of Brother Dawes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Guys, I'm at a remote location today, as usual, on a Wednesday, and I appreciate Sister Marion for carrying the show. But Sister Marion, I just got a bad text here about an hour ago. We had a guy on the show the other night, Brother D and Brother Tim were still on the show, by the name of Bud Light Baby. He was on the show, and he was getting his bad report and everything, and he was just a fun-filled guy. Never met him from Texas. And we just got the sad news today that he was an 18-wheeler driver, and he passed today. He crashed his 18-wheeler, and he crashed. So would you do a prayer for Bud Light and his family? That's all we know. Our first time meeting him was the other night on the show, and he was so full of life, so full of fun. It just shows you how life can be here today and gone the next minute. So if you just do a prayer for Bud Light family out in Texas, if you don't mind, somebody, please do a prayer for him, please.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we lift Bud Light's family up to you, dear God. Father God, we ask you to bless them, Father God. Father God, give them peace, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless his soul, Father God. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, we know this is a hard thing to take, dear God.
Yes.
Father God, but I ask you, Father God, to give his family that peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, let his family know that he's all right now. Father God, we ask you to just strengthen them, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, bless them that they'll make it through this trying time, Father God. In your name, Jesus. Father God, it's not easy. Father God, but through you, Father God, we can make it through anything. Father God, just strengthen his family, Father God. Father God, give them the health, give them the strength to make it through. Father God, give them that peace, give them that godly peace, that godly love, Father God. Father God, and we thank you. We praise your holy name in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and thank
you. Amen. Amen. Sister Mary, I just got his name was Joel Davis. His name was Joel Davis. And I appreciate you, Dre, out of Texas, to let us know that, man. That's a fact. The guy was just on the show the other day, Sister Mary, Monday night, and we was talking and cutting up, man, and he gone today. Just like I said, you better get right with the Lord, because you never know when we're going to go across
that
bridge.
That's right. You never know when your time will come. You're right.
Right. If anybody got any burning shit,
You see, brother, that's what we mean. When we be saying, why the blood is running warm in your vein, that because of a situation like this, you know.
But yet, God is still able.
We living in a dying world, but yet the Lord still lives. He still lives. His arms are still stretched out wide, waiting.
Okay. Amen. Well, guys, at this time, we want to thank Sister Mary, along with Brother Tim and Brother D, and all the rest of the listeners, and we're always glad to hear Emily. And like she said, Emily, if she comes on every week, if she don't do nothing but say hello, at least she's on. If the rest of the people just come on,
amen.
You can't help but to hear the word. Yeah. If you just come on and just, you know, you don't even have to talk. You just come on. Trust me, you keep coming on. It's going to touch you one day to say something. But with that being said, Sister Mary,
They're not holding out on us, bro. It's not us that they're holding out on. They're not sleeping on us. They're laying down, God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need to understand. You're not acknowledging Brother D or Sister Mary or Brother Tim or Brother Eric. You're not coming in fellowship with us. You're not fellowshipping with us. You're not fellowship with the Lord Almighty. That's what they need to judgment. Brother D can't pass judgment on you. Sister Mary can't.
Amen.
But God Almighty, you're going to stay in one day.
Well,
don't stay in one day.
At this time, I'm going to play a song, guys. And I'm going to close the prayer warriors off. So if you got any announcements, anything you want to put out, I need you to put them out now because I'm in a remote location and we are overloaded tonight. For some reason or another, we are overloaded. For all you guys that just want to stay, I'm going to be going live on this. I'll be going live, so I'm going to cut the show. But if you got something you want to say, you can come on until I go live. I'll let you come on. And Sister Mary, outstanding job today. I thank you again. I can't thank you enough. And I appreciate what you're doing. Sister Mary, I'm going to play this song. After this song, well, you can go ahead and get out of here if you want to, but just don't leave yet. So just in case somebody texts me or hit the one button and got something they want to say. So don't leave me yet.
Okay.
Don't leave me yet.
Okay.
I remember when I was growing up, I used to hear the old folks sing this song. Oh, I didn't understand what they were singing about, because I really didn't know what they were going through. But now that I've grown up to become a man, I understand what they meant when they sang this song.
Precious Lord, take my hand.
He told me to take his hand, because if he took my hand, I might turn it loose. But he ain't going to turn you loose. The Lord said, take your hand. He won't turn you a loop. You might turn him a loop, though.
All right.
Talk to me, Brother D. Talk to me, Brother D. Basically, the Lord will never turn you a loop. He will never turn you a loop.
No, he won't.
But we
know he won't.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You know what he's saying about them hands?
Talk to me.
Not only did he rise on the third day, just like he said he rose with all power invested in my hands. So see, when you hold a God's hand, you hold him to a powerful hand. All power is in my hand.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you want to hold him with God's hand. And then he said it's his unchanging hand. See, I can change, but God changes not. I'm the same today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, brothers and sisters, I'm finna get out of here. Nobody hit the one button. Nobody had nothing they want to put out. So I'm going to go and cut this one off. Sister Mary, I can't thank you again as much as I do. I can't thank the prayer warriors, Brother D and Brother Tim. And like you said, with all these times and all these dates, if you can't get something out of it, you must don't have a pulse. With that being said, Sister Mary, get us out of here, Sister Mary. Get us out of here, Sister Mary. Get us out of here.
All right. Father God, we thank you once again for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for each and everyone that came out to listen, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for the ones that took the word to heart, Father God. Father God, until we meet again, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from the other. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Back to